Teal and I were talking earlier today that I don't know how many times he's been here to minister for us. Probably 25, maybe 30 times over the course of the last 4 years. And every time he comes into Crestview, it rains. Every time. It's a sign, it's a wonder, and it's a miracle. But every single time, it rains. And I'll tell you, we've messed with each other and kind of waited, because there's been weekends that Ron's been here with us, and it'll be like Sunday, 5 minutes before he finishes his message, and there'll be a downpour. Some of you have been here. So he's going to minister tonight in just a few moments. We've also got my dear friends, Apostle Peter and Catherine Nash, Prophet Catherine Nash with us, and they are a powerhouse 1-2 punch against the enemy. And you'll see why for the rest of the weekend. It's just going to be really powerful. We are going to transition now. If you can just find your seat, we're going to take up an offering in just a moment. I'll tell you, I am not surprised. I will not be surprised if by the end of this weekend there is a release of supernatural signs and wonders and miracles in ways that we have not seen before. I'm telling you, this last year of my life, I've seen more of the miraculous than I have in the last 10 years. In the last 1 year, I've seen more of the miraculous than I have in the last 10 years that I've been walking with the Lord. And one of the things that I do sense as we're starting this gathering off is that there will be a release of signs and wonders. If you know of anybody that needs healing in their body, get them here this weekend. If you know of anybody that needs a fresh touch or any sort of miracle that doctors cannot cure, get them here this weekend. And I am just full of faith that God is going to touch and heal bodies this weekend. Amen. Can you believe and agree with me with that? Amen. I'm glad there's three people, maybe four now. Okay. I'm in faith. I'm telling you, I'm living in a day where my greatest days are yet to come. I still believe that revival is going to be the norm. I'm still believing that awakening and transformation can happen in one day. I'm believing that in a few hours, that in just a matter of a few hours, that hospitals can be emptied out by the glory of the Lord. I'm believing that the sick is going to be healed, the dead is going to be raised, lame will walk, blind eyes will open, the lame will get up out of wheelchairs. I'm in such faith right now in this season of my life that I'm walking with the Lord in. And I'm telling you, the best is yet to come, but we will miss it if we're always looking for the future experience and not believing that we can have access to it right now. It's one of the biggest, I think, challenges of the prophetic movement is that we're always looking for what's coming. And if we're always looking for what's coming, we're missing the prophetic reality that was spoke yesterday about today. And so I'm believing right now that we're going to pull on what God has already said, and it's going to manifest this weekend now. Amen? You in faith for that? All right, we're going to take up an offering, and if you're making a check, make it payable to Fresh Anointing, or FAHOW. If you're watching via webcast tonight, you can give online. There's a little donation button at the bottom of the webpage on the homepage. Thank you, all of our viewers that are watching online. We bless you and pray that you'll be touched mightily by the power of the Lord tonight, and as well as everyone here. It is a special night. It's actually Prophet Ron Teal's birthday. And he is 29 years old, 25, and we're just honored to have him with us. Is it David's birthday today too? David James's birthday today too. Amen. It's a good day. Amen. Double trouble. All right. Party time is right. We're going to party in the Lord tonight. I pray it's going to be good. Well, stretch your hands to the Lord with your offering tonight. Just hold your offering before the Lord. Father, we just thank you tonight, God, as you are causing miracles to be released financially. God, we continue to hear reports of supernatural overflow that come in continually, God. I just pray, Father, that you would rebuke the devourer, God, over every home, over every person represented here, over everyone watching via webcast tonight. Father, I pray, God, that you would always make sure that there is more than enough in the people of God's homes, in their bank accounts, Father, so that we can do everything that you've called us to do. Father, I pray and decree now, God, that jobs will open up, promotions, positions. God, I just decree now that you will have the best reserved for your people, God. And I pray, Father, for an expectancy to arise, God, right now over this house, over our group of people that's here tonight, Father. And I pray, God, that you would do, God, what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, Father. God, release it this weekend. Father, I pray for a sound to be released, God, this weekend that would literally shake everything that can be shaken, Father. God, not only that, but would cause just a firm foundation to be sure on the ground that we're walking on, God. Let the miraculous flow, God, supernatural overflow in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say yes. Amen. Go ahead and receive that up, guys. Nigel, if you can help me with the podium, bud. Thank you, sir. Yeah, please. Absolutely. Come on up.
Thank you, Lord. So good to see everybody. How's everybody doing? And if you don't know me, my name's Peter Nath. I'm at Nash. I almost forgot my last name. And my wife is with me, and she's my favorite preacher. And so let me encourage you this weekend to come on out. I know we're going to have an anointed word tonight, but I was here in, and I'm just going to take a minute on this. I was here at the end of August, I think, last year, and it was the Awakening Conference. And I really sensed that something was achieved in the spiritual atmosphere. And it wasn't about any ministry that was going on. It was about what the Lord desired to do in this region. And so we're excited to be hooked with this region. We know that divine destiny is upon you. Look at somebody and say, the destiny of the Lord. Now, over the next several days, I know there's no theme for this weekend, but I really felt a stirring before Christmas in 2013, and the Lord has given me a mandate or a mantle to bring that into every location that I'm in. And so after tonight, there's four services. I will be doing two of those four. My favorite preacher will be doing the other two, but I really believe that something additional is being added to this region. And so what the Lord gave me before Christmas, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I believe it's going to be released in this place. And I tell you, you know, where we may have been using 22 rifles, the Lord is releasing bazookas in this year. Okay? And so you know the difference. And so I'm excited to be here. I know that the strategies of heaven are being released. And you know, our whole team back in Canada is praying for those meetings. As a matter of fact, our team are web streaming these meetings to be with you. And I know that the mandate of heaven is being released in this place. We believe that we go places by divine appointment. There's not an accident in the spirit that we are here for such a time as this to release what God has got for you. 2013 is a monumental year. It's not a small thing. It's not the same as 2012. There is like a veil that has been broken. And we've gone into the other side now. And I know that lots of things have happened on the negative side. But you know what? The Lord is releasing something great for 2013. And praise God, we're only 2 months into it. Amen. We've got 10 full months to achieve already. And I was talking to Pastor Chris about it. Already since I was here last August, there's been such an acceleration that is taking place, and it's only by the Spirit of the Lord. You can't do it, but God is releasing something, and you know what? The whole church has been desperate for what the Lord is releasing in this day and hour, and you get to live in it this year, in Jesus' name, amen. So I'm excited about tonight. But I'm excited about the rest of the weekend. And you know what? Don't let a little rain If you want to see storms, thunders, and lightnings, you know, we were over in Orange Beach and coming here today in the rain. But you know what? It's better than a snowstorm, let me tell you.
We were teasing with them because in Florida, if it's a little bad weather, if it ever were to snow here, God forbid, nobody'd show up. In Canada, I'm telling you, they're happy to be in this weather tonight. I guarantee you. I promise you. Very easy. No black ice. Yeah. Amen. Well, why don't you welcome Ron Teal, our friend of the house, prophet to the house. Give him a big hand. Ron, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, man. Well, it's a joy to be here. Aren't you glad you're here? Somebody asked me, said, how am I doing? I said, I'm vertical today, so I'm doing real good. Amen. I'm standing straight up, and I'm having a good time in the Lord. Amen. Well, it's such a joy to be here. Peter and Catherine, it's so good to be. I'm honored to be with you and to share. I told Chris whenever he scheduled you guys to come, I said, I want to be there. I want to sit. I want to soak. I want to gain. So I'm excited about being with you. And I want to invite you guys tonight. While I'm speaking, if the Lord gives you something, jump right up here and let's go. We'll work together and just flow. It's an honor to be with you. I really think the Lord's doing some exciting things. I just want to piggyback on something that Peter said that I think is very interesting. And that is simply this. Beginning this year, and I think I released this word the first weekend of January whenever I was here, but we really have hit an exponential curve and an exponential growth spurt in the supernatural in the realm of the Spirit. We are living at a time right now where the Lord really is moving us into a place to where we're going to begin living naturally supernatural. And probably the greatest thing that I could say to you tonight is it is a tremendous honor to be able to be numbered among a people who are willing to say, God, do with us what you want to do, and to be able to walk that out in a powerful way. And I really believe it's the heart of the Lord to take us places we've never been before spiritually this year. I don't think that we have hit a place to where we're just going to incrementally or very slowly move forward. I think we're at a place right now we're going to have to run to keep up, and we're going to need supernatural transportation to keep up with what the Lord's doing during these days. Amen? It was real interesting. I went through a period of time over the last couple of years where I was being transported places. And about 8 times over the last 2 years, I would be transported from one place to another. And I said, Lord, why are you doing this? This is interesting. I mean, I love this. I mean, I really like not having to make those long trips sometimes. And he said, because this is what's going to be happening in the days ahead. I'm going to have to supernaturally get you and others to places that you need to be because of the things that I'm going to do. In other words, this is the way you're going to keep up. Isn't that wonderful? So I'm really excited about what God's doing in that area of moving us forward, and I'm really excited to be able to share that. My wife Trisha will be here tomorrow. She's excited about coming and being a part, and I'm looking forward to her being with us. And then we're going to be leaving sometime on Sunday. We're going to be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary. I'm taking her on a cruise, so we're excited about going on a cruise, amen, and being able to spend some time away from the telephone, the computer, and all the pressures of everyday life. So you guys will be praying for us. God is really doing some extraordinary things now. And I want to talk to you just a little bit about some of the things that I'm seeing the Lord do and what I'm really hearing the Lord say to us. And I want you to go with me tonight to Jeremiah chapter 29, and then we're going to go to 2 Kings 2. And we're going to talk about the two things that I really believe the Lord is saying to us strategically concerning this day and this hour. I personally believe that we're in a place and a time where the Lord is remantling things. I believe he's remantling churches. I think he's in congregations. I think he's remantling people. And I really think that we're moving into a place to where we need to pay very close attention to the mantles that the Lord is releasing over his people during these days. And I really believe that the Lord is bringing us some clarity as to what he is doing in 2013. I personally believe that this year is going to be much greater and bigger than the last year's. I really believe that. I mean, I'm seeing tremendous things take place. And I really heard the Lord say a couple of weeks ago, I was praying, and really I was praying about covert operations. And I said, Lord, what are you doing about these covert operations? Because he gave me a word, and he said, I'm going to be releasing covert operations, and he said, I'm going to be taking my people in places. But he said, now, I'm beginning to move out of that place of covert operations where I'm moving my people more into strategic open displays of power and supernatural effects. Openness. So we did a lot of covert things. We'll continue doing covert operations. I think there are going to be times the Lord will send us places, and I agree with Peter wholeheartedly. We're on divine assignments during these days. This is not a time to be invited by men. This is a time to be invited by the Lord. It really is. And this is a time to receive your assignments from the Lord as if that they carry the weight of the kingdom and the weight of eternity with them. You see, a lot of times we go places in the name of the Lord not thinking God's going to do anything. Guys, listen, we've got to carry the weight of His kingdom and the weight of the eternal presence of the Lord in places, because we never know what God's going to release in places through us to maybe one, two, or maybe to 2,000. We don't know what God's doing supernaturally in the days that are ahead of us through what He's releasing through the today. So turn to your neighbor and say, the now word carries tremendous fruit. And I really believe that we're moving into that place. I want to tell you a couple of stories before I read Jeremiah 29. About 3 or 4 years ago, five now, I guess, the Lord spoke to me and gave me a word, and He said, I want you to go to Florence, Alabama. He showed me the name of the church and showed me the pastor, and He said, I want you to go release a word. And He said, I want you to go up there, and I want you to do it with no one in the building. I thought that was rather strange. So I called the pastor, who was a personal friend of mine. I said, I've got a word I want to come release. Can you have lunch on Tuesday? He said, well, sure. So he thought I was going to release a word to him. So we went up there, and I had gone to Florence, and we met for lunch. And I told him, I said, listen, I need to release a prophetic word, but here's the conditions the Lord gave me. Number one, He told me that I cannot tell you what I'm going to prophesy until after I prophesy. The second thing is that the Lord told me that the building needs to be completely empty for me to do this, that no one was to walk with me, attend me, no one was to be in the room whenever I released the word of the Lord. And He also told me that I was to walk and to pray your property for an hour prior to prophesying the word of the Lord. He looked at me very strangely and He said, I've never heard a prophet say he wanted to prophesy to an empty room. I said, well, I've never done that before myself. But I said, I want to be obedient to what the Lord is saying. He said, okay. We had lunch. I went in, walked the property for an hour and prayed in the Spirit. Went into their auditorium. Their auditorium probably seats right at 1,000. And they have about 800 or so on the weekends in their Sunday meeting. And after I had walked and prayed, I went in there and I began to release the word of the Lord that He had given me. And the word that the Lord had given me was He was releasing an entrepreneurial spirit and a release for increase in businesses within that congregation. And I began to release prosperity. I began to prophesy about prosperity, financial blessing, investment returns, all these things. And everything I had to prophesy had to do with the business realm and the business mountain. So after I got through prophesying that, I went in his office and I told him the word of the Lord that was given to me, and we prayed together. I left. 2 weeks later, I was actually 14 days after that, because it happened on a Monday. I attended a meeting up in Nashville, and I went into the door of the building where we were meeting, and I was scanning the room looking for the registration table. Whenever I did, out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone coming. I turned, and about the time the guy was here, and he grabbed me, and he carried me about as far as from here to that speaker and was just holding me up and bouncing me. And it was the associate pastor of the church that I'd gone to. And he said, has Brother Doc called you? Have you talked to him about what you prophesied in our building? I said, no. He said, I got to tell you, this past Sunday, Brother Doc got up before our congregation and told the word that you had given him, that you had come and prayed and released into the atmosphere the word of the Lord about prosperity and businesses and entrepreneurs and all this. And he said, I want to know how many of you in this service today have contemplated, have proceeded, have moved toward businesses, investments, and financial increase in the last 2 weeks. 400 people out of the 800 stood to their feet. And this is the reports he got back. These people said, for some odd reason, 2 weeks ago when we were here, we were prompted by the Lord to begin to accelerate and move toward businesses. One man bought 5 internet businesses the night before he released this word to them. So I'm telling you, we're literally living in a place right now where God is going to be sending us in covert operations. He's going to be sending us in places, and we may be prophesying to an empty room to set an atmosphere for the word of the Lord to begin to yield fruit. You see, many times we think that what we do in the small things of life is extremely insignificant, but I'm here to tell you it's the small things in life that we're able to do some of the greatest exploits and the greatest feats of what God is doing. And it's interesting to see what God is doing in the obscure places right now. The Lord told me that the covert operations that will be taking place in obscure places will begin to yield a tremendous increase in the kingdom. And the Lord says, please, whatever you do, do not look down on obscurity, because it's in those places of obscurity that the Lord gives tremendous attention, and it's out of places of obscurity that greatness is born. And I'm telling you, we've got to learn to realize that. Amen. Can you receive that tonight as the word of the Lord to us? I go to a place in Lumberton, Mississippi. I was just there last weekend. And over the last three meetings that we were together, it was the most interesting thing, because I go in this place. It's a very small congregation. The town itself is dying. All of the businesses are moving out of that particular town into surrounding areas. And I was in there and just really ministering to a group of people. And this was three visits ago, last fall, and we were there, about 35, 40 people there that morning. I really wasn't expecting much to happen, and the presence of the Lord filled the room. And the Lord gave a word to those people that day, and he said, I have chosen this place as a place of prayer, for this place will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And the Lord said that he was coming to visit that place. The pastor got up immediately and renamed the church. The church went ballistic. They went from being Trinity Christian Fellowship to His Place. I've been back twice since then. Both times there have been increased visitations of the Lord in that place. I was there last weekend. And on Sunday night, we experienced the greatest intensity of the power and the presence of the Lord among a handful of people that really were serious about doing business with the Lord. And God really began to speak to us in that meeting. And I began to inquire of the Lord about that. I said, Lord, what are you doing in this place? He said, I've chosen these people to pray. I've chosen them to be in the Air Force. They're going to be doing strategic operations. Did you hear me? Strategic operations in the heavenly realm that is going to have tremendous results throughout this whole state and the Gulf Coast region. On my visit there, I went driving around town. Now, here's a town, all right, that has lost 20% of its population since the last census over 10 years. They have probably 2,600 people living in the town. They have the busiest airport in the county. The busiest airport. I drove out, and there were planes coming in and out of that airport. There were people skydiving. There was just all kind of activity at that airport, and I was so amazed. I looked at that, and I said, Lord, what is this? He said, what you see in the natural realm is what you prophesied about and released the word of the Lord. He said, naturally, even though it may look like this place is dying, he said, there is tremendous activity, but it's on a higher level than is seen in the natural realm. And I really believe that out of that place of obscurity, God is going to release tremendous works of the supernatural that we are going to hear about in the days to come. I say all that to say this: the Gulf Coast region is getting ready for a flood like you've never seen, both naturally and supernaturally. It is no coincidence that every time I step foot in this city, it rains. I have never visited this city. I have never spoken here that it didn't rain. Every time I come, it rains. It may be a shower or it may be a flood, but it always rains. That's exactly right. Just rain. And what that means is that there is a supernatural release from the heavens into the earth. And I've got to tell you, I agree wholeheartedly with the word of the Lord that Peter gave us a moment ago, that what's happening this weekend is a tremendous changing that has taken place here in this place. There literally is a heavenly release that the Father is bringing here. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that is happening, and the Lord spoke this to me as I was coming in here tonight. He said, I want you to understand, and I want you to prophesy into the atmosphere and into the hearts of those that are here tonight, that I'm releasing a greater level of authority in the supernatural and in the kingdom in this place this weekend. Guys, listen to me. If you want to go up higher, you got to the right place this weekend. There is a dimension of the kingdom that is being released to us, but it's an authority level that allows us to be able to do what we have not done. Let me tell you something right now. The Lord says that there is going to be greater levels of authority for the miraculous and healings that is going to be released here. And it's going to manifest by new things being healed in this place. Listen to me. Please listen. There are people that are going to come here with AIDS, and they're going to be healed in the meetings that take place in this house. God's giving you authority to deal with HIV virus. You understand? I mean, we went through a period of time where the Lord was healing backs. And I mean, I'd go into meetings and it was, the Lord says, I want you to pray for backs. So, and finally, I said, Lord, why? Why am I praying for backs so much? He said, because healing is back. Now, I'm a little slow, but I can get that one pretty quick. You know what I mean? Healing is back. And I'm telling you, healing is back. But you got to understand, there are times when the Lord gives us authority to be able to pray in certain areas. I mean, I've been places where the authority of the Lord has come and has given a release for the supernatural for particular types of the healings. I'm going to tell you another thing you're going to be praying for in this place, and it's going to come out of here, and that is blind eyes will be opened. Listen, there literally are optical miracles that are being released this weekend in this place. And the Lord says that He's going to be healing all kinds of optical diseases. I'm talking about nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatisms, blindness, partial blindness. I'm telling you, God's releasing an authority here for blind eyes and optical miracles to begin to take place. Y'all are going to have piles of glasses to give away. Amen? You see, we got to understand this is the heart of the Father. What we contend for and what we begin to encounter is tremendous whenever the Lord takes us into that place and we see the Father is moving us forward. Now, why is God going to be doing optical miracles in this place? Because He's releasing greater vision to this house and to these people and to this region. Greater vision is what God is doing. So He's going to do something in the natural in order to validate what He has already done in the spirit. You see, it comes in the spirit first, and then it hits the natural realm. Amen? Because God is spirit, they that worship Him in spirit is in truth. Before we ever have a physical miracle, the spiritual miracle is born and shot down in the earth, and the Lord releases that, so it's something that is tangible that's coming. And we've got to understand the vision of the Lord that is coming in this place. I'm going to tell you another type of miracle the Lord's going to be releasing here, and that is He's going to be healing deafness. Ringing in the ears, partial hearing, issues with the eardrum. In fact, there are going to be people coming to these meetings here at Fresh Anointing in Crestview. They're going to come in this place with torn eardrums, and they're going to leave with eardrums that are made whole and complete. And the Lord is going to begin healing the hearing. Amen? Why is He doing that? Because He's going to be releasing a new level of sound, a new level of the Word that we have to hear clearly what the Spirit is saying to the church. I mean, there are new words that are being released. There are new sounds that are being released. There's a sound of worship that's going to go to a higher level. There's a sound of the Word that's going to take on a different level of maturity. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is moving the body of Christ, us, into new levels of maturity right now. And what's going to happen is the Lord is maturing His people because powerlessness is inexcusable from this point forward. But in order for us to be able to embrace
the destinies and the futures of the Lord, what happens is we've got to be willing to embrace the power of the Spirit in a brand new way. In other words, we can't be running around trying to do what God did 10 years ago. We need to start running around and doing what God's doing right now. Amen. Thank God for what he did 10 years ago and the way that he did it 10 years ago. But I'm telling you right now, the manifestation of the Lord is not contained by the way he used to do things. The manifestation in the supernatural and the power of the Lord is released to us in the way that he chooses to release it in this day among this culture of people and among a people who are willing to say, Father, we'll have a hearing ear. We will listen intently. We will receive new vision in our life. And Lord, we'll begin to move forward because we have heard the fresh word of the Lord that is given to us, the fresh sound of worship. So this new word, this new sound that is coming is absolutely astounding. I'm telling you, you're going to begin hearing things you've never heard before. The sounds of heaven are being released in a strategic way. My grandfather, before he died, had an encounter with the Lord. My grandmother said he was having a spell. But my grandfather says, I didn't have a spell. I went to heaven. The Lord came and he took me to heaven. And I believe that that's true, and I believe it's real, and I believe it happens. This is my grandfather's experience. He said, son, whenever the Lord took me to heaven, he allowed me to hear sounds that I've never heard in the earth. I saw colors that has never been seen by the human eye. He said, I saw angelic presence that is so far greater than anything that I ever thought by reading the scripture. He said, there are things in heaven that are not spoken of in scripture. And he said, because your mind and my mind cannot comprehend what the Father is doing and what's released in heaven. But he said, I'm telling you, whatever you have thought about heaven, whatever you've heard me say about heaven is so small compared to the reality of what it really is. But he said, I'm telling you right now, there are sounds. And he began to just weep. He said, the sound. He came back, and you know what he told me, Peter? He said, the sound of the angels, the sound of the angels is deafening. He said, I was in the place where the sound of the angels was so strong and loud. But he said, it didn't hurt me to listen, but he said it was a great sound. He said the sound was almost deafening. It was so great and so large and so powerful. Well, what's happening? We've stepped into a time and an era where the Lord is releasing that sound of heaven into the earth, and we have to have that sound in order to be able to break through where we are into this next dimension of the presence of the Spirit of the Lord. I believe that not only are we going to see things that we've read about in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, and in Paul's journeys and ministry, and many of these others, but I think that we will see within our lifetime, even beginning this year, a surpassing of those things. Literally, there are going to be things that are going to be happening. There are going to be encounters, angelic encounters. There are going to be things that the Lord's going to be doing that will so far surpass anything we have ever read about or even thought about in the earth. That's what God's doing. And you think God wants to kill you? Are you kidding me? God's wanting to raise you up. He's not interested in destroying us. He's interested in raising up us up in a new power. Now, what he wants to do is he wants to peel away those things off of our life that are in the way of and that are contradictory to what he wants to do. And he's trying to take us into a new place. So many of us are going through the eye of the needle right now. And that's a good thing. Why? Because we need to divest ourselves of some things that is keeping us from moving in the dimension of the Lord in a greater measure. There are things that the Lord is going to require of us now that he had not required of us prior to this time. There are graces that will be on our life during this next period of time that were not on our life in the days before now. And what God's doing is he's moving us into that place. But in the same way, the Lord also is beginning to work in our lives in such a manner that he's fine-tuning us to be able to walk closer to him. Now that means in order to do that, that if there are things within our lives that are encumbering us, that are weighing us down, that are slowing us down, that are keeping us from moving. It's as if the Lord is giving us a time to divest ourselves and remove those things out of our life. I had a personal friend of mine who spoke to me just recently, a prophet, and he gave me a word, and I want to share it with you because perhaps maybe it will be a help to you. But he told me, he said, whenever I saw you, I'd gone to visit him. He lives over in Pensacola. He said, whenever you got out of the car, he said, and you were walking toward my house, I looked out and saw you, and he said, I saw an albatross coming toward my house. I said, an albatross? He said, yeah. He said, do you know what an albatross bird is? I said, I have no idea. I had to go look it up. But he said, what is so interesting about an albatross is they have huge wings. And he said, when an albatross begins to take off and go into flight, he said, they look rather clumsy. He said, they get started off, and it looks like they're not going to get off the ground, and they're kind of moving. And then all of a sudden, whenever they catch the wind and they begin to fly, he said, they have a huge wingspan, and they're able to fly extremely high, but they fly with less effort than other birds. And he said, that's what I see you as. Well, I went to the Lord, and I said, Lord, okay, what about this? Because very, very seldom does the Lord ever do something with me only. He usually does it with people around me or congregations I go to or places that I speak. And this is what he said. He said, I'm releasing the body of Christ to fly. He said, at first, it's going to look rather awkward. At times, it's going to be as if they're tripping themselves up. But he said, when they catch the wind of the Spirit, they will fly with a wingspan greater than they have ever encountered, and they'll be able to move with less effort in the days ahead. And this is what the Lord said. Listen very clearly. He said, in order to negotiate the things that I am bringing to you, he said, you have to exert less effort and at the same time be able to do greater works. All right? So what I'm saying is, God's going to let us get more, say more, with less. Come on, say it. More with less in the season that's ahead of us. Now, it doesn't mean we're not going to exert effort. It means God's bringing more, and we're going to be able to move into that place that is extremely powerful. So let me share with you Jeremiah 29:11. Then we're going to go back, and we're going to look at 2 Kings chapter 2. And verse 11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. How many of y'all know that's an awesome word for you right there? How many of you know the Lord is not out to destroy your life, but he is out to be able to bring you into a place that you've never been before? God says, I know the plans that I have for you. Listen to me. The plans of the Lord for your life were made before your conception. And you've got to understand that what the Lord has planned for you, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't put together in the last 30 minutes. He put into your DNA and into your life those things that he created you for, and he molded and fashioned your life in order to be able to do what it is that he has planned for you to do. I know the plans that I have for you, and they're for welfare and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope. And I really believe that what's happening in these days, the Lord is releasing a future and a hope over our life to cause us to be able to experience the dynamics of the kingdom. In other words, you are looking at opportunities before you that are great. 2013, and the Lord spoke this to me in the fall of last year, 2013 is a year of tremendous opportunity for the people of God. This is the year of opportunity. Open doors are set before you that no man can shut. This is a Revelation 2, 3, and a 4 time. And we have to understand that in Revelation 2, 3, and 4, there was instruction, there was correction, but there also was tremendous direction brought to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in those three chapters. What we see is in Revelation 2 and 3, Jesus addressing seven churches, and we see in Revelation chapter 4 the release of an impartation and an invitation to be able to step into the realm of heaven and to be able to step into the realm of the kingdom in a direct way. So Revelation 2, 3, and 4 are tremendous chapters for this period and time of life. But we are in a year of tremendous and great opportunity that is set before us. And we've got to seize the moment, and we've got to be willing to move into it unencumbered with the things of the last year and the last season and the last period of our life. Listen, there are things that I'm doing right now. I'm getting rid of some things. I'm, you know, we're packing up the house right now. We're getting ready to sell our home and to move, because God's strategically relocating some of us. He's putting us in places, but this is a time to lighten our load. My wife and I were sitting there talking the other day and says, you know, there's been an accumulation of things over the last 13 years. Some of them we need to sort out. We need to give them away. We need to bless other people with them, because these things are no longer going to be things that we need in our life. And we need to be willing to embrace what the Lord's bringing us in this new season. So you see, God knows the plans that he has for us, and he's going to move us into that. Now listen to what he says. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord. So he said, you're going to enter into a new level of praying in this period of time. I'm telling you right now, God's taking your prayer life to a new place. You're going to begin encountering the Lord in ways in your prayer life that you've never encountered him before. And I'm saying to you prophetically, one of the things that I hear God saying about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is that it's time now that we quit talking about praying and we begin praying on a higher level, because it's now time to shift cultures for the command of the king. The command of the king is very important during this day. And we've got to understand that the Lord says, you're going to call on me, you're going to come and pray, and I'm going to listen to you. Guys, listen to me. This is not a time to be babbling in your prayer life. This is a time to be strategic in what you're praying for, because the Father in heaven is listening to every word that's coming out of your mouth. He's hearing every word that is coming out of your spirit. This is the time for us to get focused and refined about the things that we bring before the throne of the Lord, because he's listening. He's not hearing, he's listening. You know the difference? I can hear a sound, recognize, but if I listen, I'll know what the sound is and what it's carrying. I can hear, for instance, my boys are car guys. Me and my boy, we love cars and vehicles. We like diesel pickups. I can hear a pickup drive down the road out here that's got a diesel engine. And if I'm just hearing it, I can hear the sound of a diesel. I know it's a diesel pickup. But if I listen to the sound, I can tell you what kind it is. I drive a Dodge diesel pickup. A Dodge diesel pickup doesn't sound like a Chevrolet or GMC diesel pickup. And it doesn't sound like a Ford diesel pickup. If I can hear the sound of a diesel engine, say that's a diesel truck, or I can listen and tell you what kind it is. This is not the time to know that God's speaking. This is a time to know what God is speaking. This is a time to listen intently to the heart of the Lord and say, Father, what is it that you're saying? I know you're doing something. And the Lord is listening to us. He's not just hearing you pray right now. He's listening to what you have to say. Because I'm telling you right now, you can believe this or not, I don't really care. I'm telling you, it's the word of the Lord. There are angels in heaven standing at attention, awaiting the sound of the earth to touch heaven and the decree of the Lord to send his angelic encounters to the earth to aid his people, to sustain his kingdom, and to advance his work in the earth. I'm telling you, that's where we are right now. The Lord's listening because he's waiting to hear a sound. And guys, listen, this is a time when we go before the Lord, we just don't give him empty words. I mean, we come to the Lord with a cry of our heart, understanding that he's listening intently and he's acting on our behalf. You understand? Never, listen, never, never, never in our lifetime have we ever seen this. But now we're seeing it on a higher level. You say, well, no, wait a minute, I've been seeing that in my life. Not like you're going to see this year. I'm not saying you haven't seen it. I'm not saying I haven't seen it. I have. I'm not saying we as a church haven't seen it of the Lord. But I'm telling you right now, this is a time for acceleration. This is a time that the Lord is doing things that are so much greater and more powerful than anything we've ever seen. Why? Because he now is listening in a new way. And he said, when you come and seek me, you'll find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Half-hearted seeking is over with. God's looking for a heart that is totally and completely engaged to him. And I'm telling you, he's saying, I'm going to be found by you, and whenever you find me and I find you, you need to understand I'm going to gather you back together, and I'm going to release back upon you the fortunes that have been taken from you. You understand? Now I want you to hear me. Listen to me. The scripture says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and we've heard all kind of prophetic and we've heard all kind of preaching speculation about what that is. But I'm telling you right now, We're moving into a day and age where the Lord is interested in financial investments in your life. He's interested in streams of income. And he's interested in bringing blessing into you because, listen, we as the people of God, we as kingdom citizens have got to learn how to live by the very treasures of heaven that are released in the earth. And the Lord is interested in having his people blessed so they can be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. And we're moving into a day and a time where we're going to have the resources in order to do what God has required of us in the earth today. Amen? So we got to understand that. The Lord says, I'm going to gather you back together and I'm going to restore your fortunes. This is a prophetic word for us today, ladies and gentlemen. I know Jeremiah prophesied it, but I'm saying to you as a prophet tonight, he is bringing this word to life into us during this day and this season. It's what the Father's doing. But we've got to learn how to seek him. We've got to learn how to get on his place and his level and find him. And then I want to say one other thing. I want to shift over to 2 Kings and talk just a little bit about this because I really believe these two things tie together prophetically because I think what God is looking for in us now is he's looking for a people who are willing to say, Father, what I want to do is I want to come in obedience to what you have required of me, what you have asked of me. I got to tell you, I don't know, and Peter, I'm very excited about talking with you and Catherine about this, but I've never been in a place in my life where I'm hearing the Lord speak so much about obedience. I mean, really, he's speaking tremendous words concerning obedience during this season for me. And I'm just kind of curious how it is around the world, but I really believe it's probably happening in other places as well. There is a disobedience that will not be tolerated any longer. The Lord's just not going to be tolerating disobedience anymore. He's not going to be rewarding people who take a half-hearted shot at anything. He's going to be releasing his rewards on those who are following him with a whole heart, who are seeking him with everything in their life right now. I mean, the people who are willing to say, you know what, I don't care how much it's raining, I don't care how much it's snowing, I don't care how hot it is, I don't care how cold it is, what I want is I want to be at the place of my assignment in the Lord. Whatever that is, wherever that is, whatever I'm going to be doing, I'm moving into the assignment of the Lord. And by the way, I want to reiterate a word of the Lord that I gave here in times past, but I believe we need to speak it again. There's going to be more acts of the supernatural outside the meetings than inside the meetings. Okay? I mean, it's great that we have them in here. I want to have them in here. I love having them in here, but I'm telling you, there's going to be more of them taking place outside the meetings than inside the meetings. Okay, and what that means is that means God is going to need our obedience to his word. What are we going to do whenever the Lord says, when you're sitting at Applebee's and the Lord says, see that waitress? She needs the word of the Lord. Here's the word of the Lord. Will you give it to her? How about whenever you pulled up and you're pumping gas in your car and another person pulls up beside you and you look at them and the word of the Lord comes? Are you willing to give the word of the Lord at the gas pump like you would in front of the pulpit and on the floor of the church and in the midst of worship? I went into Chili's the other day to eat, and I was sitting there eating, country music blaring like nobody's business. And the Lord says, I got a word for the waitress. Will you give it? I said, sure. So I simply turned right there in Chili's, people running around, country music blaring. I gave the word of the Lord, and she became broken, began to weep and to cry. And says, oh, she said, I had to have that word. I've got to have. And it was a directional word for her life. The Lord spoke to me, and he said, I want you to ask her if she's in college. And then I want you to say what I tell you to say. So I said, sweetheart, are you in college? She said, yes, I am. The Lord says, and he began to give me this download. He said, tell her that she's in the nursing program and she has an interest in pediatrics and she needs to move into pediatric nursing because when she steps into that, I've got an open door for her and she needs to continue to pursue her heart and her dreams and her desires because if she will do what she's called to do in pediatric nursing, the Lord's going to move, or I'm going to move her into a place where there will be research and development and she's going to have a doorway to walk through that's going to be impact to many in the medical field in pediatric nursing. I just released that to her. Man, she just started weeping. And this is what she said. I thought about changing my major until you gave me that word. Who are you? How did you know that? I said, it doesn't matter, but the Lord spoke to me. She said, I want you to know I received that. Tears running down her face. And she said, you know, I went into pediatrics in the nursing. And she said, I did my first clinical just a week ago. And she said, there was nobody in that room except the mother, the little boy, the doctor, and myself. And she said, whenever I was in there, I realized at that point, that's what I've got to give my life to. But I didn't know if I was supposed to do that or not. I felt like I did, but I just didn't know. And she said, what you have said tonight, she said, you're not that little boy's mama, and you weren't in the room. I said, no, I'm not a mother, and I wasn't in the room. But God was. The Holy Spirit was. Right there in Chili's with country music blaring. There wasn't a mood set because we had Nikki Mathis, you know, prophetically singing over us. It was Bob Dylan, man. You understand? We got to step into that place where we say, Father, what you do in us is strategic. And listen to me, quit. Quit. Say, I quit. Quit judging the quality of the meeting by the number of the people. Just say, I quit. I repent. Changing my mind. Doesn't matter who's there. I'm there because the Lord said, come, and I'm going to get the download I need from the Father. Amen? We got to understand that. 2 Kings. And it came about when the Lord was about to take Elijah by a whirlwind to heaven, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal, and Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I know. Be still. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he answered, yes, I know. Be still. Then Elijah said to him, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. And he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. Now 50 men of the sons of the prophets went out and stood opposite them at a distance. And while the two of them stood by the Jordan, and Elijah took his mantle and folded it together and struck the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that two of them crossed over on dry ground. Now it came about when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, you've asked a hard thing, nevertheless. If you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you, but if not, it shall not be so. Then it came about as they were going along and talking that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, which separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he had also struck the waters, they were divided here and there, and Elisha crossed over. And then you can read the rest of the story yourself. What was happening? The releasing of a mantle. The releasing of a mantle was taking place between a father and a son in the realm of the Spirit. And what God was doing, without getting into all of it tonight for sake of time, the Lord had prepared them. Even the prophets recognized there was something taking place with Elijah and Elisha. And as they went forward, what happened was these prophets would prophesy. Elisha would say, "Yes, I know, be still." And he would not leave Elijah's side because he knew that something must take place. Finally, the request came. When Elijah looked at Elisha and says, "What shall I do for you?" And he said, "I want a double portion of your spirit on my life." And Elijah said, "Okay, if you're with me, whenever I'm taken, it shall be so. If not, it shall not be." And of course, we know the story. Here they came. Elijah was taken up. Elisha was left. The mantle fell from Elijah. Elisha picked up the mantle, and then he began to move on in the power of the mantle that was on Elijah. However, this time, the power was double, twofold what it was before. Now, why is this Jeremiah 29 passage and this 2 Kings passage important? Because God knows the plans that he has for you. And you and I must learn to cooperate with the Lord in being able to receive the plan that he has over our life. And the plans that the Lord has directed us to do are not going to be achieved in the realm of human nature or human effort. It can only be achieved in the realm of the Spirit and the nature of the Lord that is manifest over our lives. And even with Elijah and Elisha, what happened was, is whenever Elijah left the earth and his mantle fell from him, his mantle was released to Elisha. But whenever that mantle came upon Elisha, he had all of the power that Elijah had and then some more. But what was interesting, if you go ahead and read the story that I'm not going to read, what happened was, is that the prophets were around and they said, "Let us go look for Elijah. Perhaps he's just up in the mountain somewhere." And Elisha says, "No, he's gone." And finally, they wore him down and the scripture says he became ashamed and he said, "Fine, go look." The interesting thing was, is that they were talking to twice what Elijah was. They left what was double to go look for half. Do you hear me? This is not a season and a time, ladies and gentlemen, to look for half of what is before you. This is a time to look for all that the Father has released to us. What happened with the transference of the mantle between Elijah and Elisha was there was a double portion setting right before these prophets, and they did not see it. And I'm telling you right now, what's happening to us in the body of Christ, what is happening to us that are walking in fivefold ministry right now, and what God is doing in the lives of people, he has released that double portion, those mantles that are hanging. I'm telling you, God is remantling his people. He's remantling churches. He's remantling ministries. And the mantles that are coming on us is going to carry a double portion from heaven over us. We don't need to be looking for the half whenever we got the whole. We don't need to be looking for the one when we got the double. We need to learn how to receive the mantle of the Lord and the increase that comes with this mantle during this period of time in our life. Amen? This is a time where we need to step into that place where the Lord remantles us and he takes us into places. This is the plan of the Lord that is over our life. We must pray. He will listen to our words. He will listen to our heart. We got to seek him. We got to search him out. But we also got to know that what he's releasing during this period of time is going to bring about an unfolding of kingdom power and principles and promises that are yet to be seen. I'm telling you, allotments from heaven are being released down into us today. The earth is receiving a visitation of the supernatural that is absolutely incredible to the human mind. Why do you want to go look for Elijah when you have Elisha? Why do you want to go back and look at the one when you've been given the two? Why do you want to look at the singular portion when you've been given the double portion? Now listen, you need to hear me when I say this. I'm just not telling you this because it's some good idea. I'm telling you this because of the unction of the Spirit of the Lord in my life and what I'm seeing prophetically, what I'm hearing prophetically. And I'm trying to tell you right now, we as a people of God, we got to wake up and see what's on the way. We got to see what's before us. We got to see what's on us. You're exactly right. Eyes not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered the heart of man the things that God has promised for those that love him. I was praying here about a year and a half ago, and the Lord told me, he said, I'm releasing the allotments of heaven in the earth. I said, Lord, what is an allotment? He said, go look it up. Now, anytime the Lord gives me a word, I'm not so smart as to think that I fully understand exactly what he says. I got to go research it. I got to go look at it. So I went and looked at the word allotment. I thought I knew what allotment was, but I found out something about allotment that was very interesting. And that is, when you look up the word allotment, it is defined as a portion that is given by inheritance. That's what an allotment is. There's a difference between an allotment and a per diem. It's huge. That's exactly right. It's huge what's happening right now with allotments. And the Lord says, I'm releasing the allotments of heaven and the earth. So I went to research and I went back and I started crying out to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I need wisdom and revelation about this. I need to hear your heart. And he said, all of the promises that I have released from heaven in these days will never be exhausted. And he said, the promises that I've given in my word, the blessings that are going to be released over my people, the things that I am going to be doing through my instruments of my people are going to be astounding. He said, you are living in the greatest days of the kingdom. And he said, my allotments have no end, Ryan, no end to them. They will not be exhausted. It's like that vision I had one time when I went to heaven and I saw all these angels tearing these pages out of the book, rolling up in scrolls and laying them out. And when they finished tearing them out of the book, they put them back up on the shelves and they fill back up again. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, there's no end to what I can do. Guys, you can't exhaust God. If you think you can pray for 1,000 people to receive their sight and they receive their sight, there's that many times more. Thousands of thousands more healings that will come by the authority of the Lord. See, we just got to tap into it. So God's remantling things. That's where we are. But here's the thing. We need to quit thinking so small. We think way too small. Way too small. We got to start thinking bigger. We have to start thinking kingdom, not city. We need to think kingdom, not region. We need to think kingdom, not nation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, kingdom goes far beyond what we can do in a locality, a city, a state, a nation. It goes far beyond that. Do you understand that the earth has been invaded with a kingdom that has no end to it and a kingdom that has all the resources that could even be imagined and more, that the kingdom of God coming into the earth and invading the lives of people, overriding those things that are in the natural and bringing a dimension of the heaven to the earth that is established? Do you realize what God's doing right now? He literally has invited us to step into that place with him. We're here. It's like I was telling you guys whenever I was coming over, I was praying for you. And I said, Lord, talk to me. Tell me about Peter and Catherine. Lord, I get to be with them. And I asked the Lord to let me come here to be with you. And this is what he said. He said, tell them I'm remantling them. That I'm bringing to them a bigger mantle than they have had before. Because you have fulfilled the mantle of the Lord that has rested upon you. But now there's the release of a greater mantle for the time and the season in which you're living now. And the Lord says he's going to use you to pioneer apostolic training centers in Canada. That you're going to be the pioneers of a prototype, not a paradigm, a prototype of what the Father has chosen to release in that region. As those that the Lord chooses to join to you, and as they come, you're going to be receiving tremendous wisdom and revelation. In fact, it was very interesting, the word of the Lord that came to me about this thing of wisdom and revelation for you. He said, you tell them that I'm releasing a spirit of wisdom and revelation with no ending to it into their lives. That really the apostolic and the prophetic work grace mantles that are upon you are moving into a place of exponential increase. And God says tremendous favor is coming by these mantles that are resting on you. And I saw before you, Catherine, this is very interesting. I saw you holding a megaphone. I had this vision. You were holding a megaphone, and out at the end of the megaphone was 4X. And the Lord says, I am multiplying her voice four times what it has been. You're moving into a quadruple effect of the word of the Lord that's coming out of you. God says that he's quadrupling what is emanating from your spirit. And he's going to cause that to bring tremendous influence. God says the favor of the Lord that rests upon you and the word of the Lord that will come through you will be absolutely astounding to those that hear. Now listen very quickly. God is releasing specifics to you. You're going to dream specifics. You're going to see in visions specifics. The Lord says, pay attention to the specific things that he says, the way that he says it. He said that he's bringing new definitions to words to you. So listen intently to the definition of the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, you tell them that I define words differently than the world defines them. So he's going to begin to show you and speak to you. Your spirits are going to leap. In fact, it's interesting. The Lord told me, he said, they're not going to get older. They're going to get younger. He said he's taking you into a place where he's renewing your youth. He's renewing you right now. I said, Lord, why? Why are you renewing them? He said, in order for them to be able to carry what I have them to carry in this season, he said, they're going to need a new strength. So I'm renewing their strength. I'm renewing their bodies. I'm renewing their youthfulness. So you guys are moving into a tremendous place in Canada. But here's the deal. You're going to have influence in the United States of America. The Lord says he's giving you the North American continent. Can you receive that? Can you receive the North American continent that he's giving? Listen, it's in the North American continent that the word of the Lord is going to go forth. And the Lord says he's tested you and found you faithful. And because of the faithfulness that you have exemplified before him, God says that he's bringing tremendous increase in these days of faithfulness back to you. The bowls are full. The bowls are full. So the Lord's tipping the bowls. Okay? He's tipping the bowls of heaven over you. The golden bowls in heaven are literally moving into a place to where there's just going to be like a waterfall out of heaven over you. So you're moving in a good place. You're moving in a good season. And the word of the Lord is going to be more clear. It's going to be more sure than it ever has been. It's going to be more articulate than it ever has been. And it's going to be strong. But it's going to carry a fruit and a weight to it that you've never seen. It's going to carry a weight. It's going to carry a speed and an acceleration to it that you've never encountered before. And God says that as you step into this thing, he's going to wreck you in a good way. Okay? Not a bad way, good way. Positive. Because he's taking you into that new place and people are going to taste and see the Lord is good. You have got a tremendous future ahead of you. He's going to renew some relationships that have been torn from you. He's going to bring them back. This time, these will come back in humility. And they'll come back with a sense of submission and wanting to walk now. And the Lord says that there'll be some that'll come back limping. You'll be able to trust them because they limp. Because they've been through the fire. They've wrestled with God. He's touched them. Now they're going to walk in a new way. And there's going to be some things that God's going to do in your region that is going to be a tremendous strength to you and a help to you. In that region right there in Canada, in Edmonton area, and Sylvan Lake, and where you guys are. You know what I see? A divine alliance coming up. In fact, I saw while I was driving today and praying, I saw God surrounding you with 12 people, 12 men and women, who will be trusted counsel with you, not for you, with you, who will help you be able to do what needs to be done. 12 people, men and women, who will carry your heart and your DNA. But it's interesting, there's divine alliances on the way. Divine alliances. And those divine alliances are going to be such a peace to you. But this is how you'll know them. Your heart will leap. Your heart will leap in the connection. Okay? Your heart will leap in the connection. So whenever that connection comes, God says is he's going to release that to you. And it's going to be a tremendous time. Isn't that good? New mantles. Remantled. Mantled for these apostolic training centers. Mantled for this season. Bigger mantles. Huge mantles. Supernatural mantles. Supernatural mantles. Isn't it wonderful? Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Father, we just bless you and thank you for this couple. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, to grant them the access of heaven. Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless Peter and Catherine Nash. Lord, I want to thank you for friends and brothers and sisters in the kingdom like them. Father, thank you that their heart is so turned toward you, that, Lord, their heart is to do your will at all cost. Father, they just want to please you. Father, they want to honor you. Lord, they choose to live a life of obedience and faithfulness because, Father, you and you alone are their heart's desires. God, they desire you more than anything. They love your people, but they look for you. They desire you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the intimacy and the realm of your spirit that you have granted unto them. And Lord, I'm asking you, take them to new levels of intimacy, God, where they see you, where they hear you, Lord, where they feel your touch. And Lord, they experience the breath of heaven on their lives. Father, I'm asking you, intensify. I'm asking, please, intensify unto them, Father, the level of intimacy for which you've called them. Lord, the cleft of the rock experiences. The hiding away and being covered by your hand. And Lord, even the encounters, Lord, where they experience you. But Lord, let so much joy and exuberance, Father, for your kingdom flow out of them, Lord, that they speak such life to those people, God, that you give them to, Lord, in the churches and the conferences, that, Father, people will be irresistibly drawn to Jesus. Father, I ask you to grant that. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the fresh touch of heaven that rests upon them. Thank you, Lord, that wisdom and revelation, Father, is over them in such a powerful way. Kingdom life, kingdom blessing. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for healing anointings and increase. Father, thank you for healing anointings that rest upon them. And Father, we just bless them. We honor you, Father, and we seek your face. Father, thank you, Lord, that your face is turned toward the righteous. And Lord, we realize it's only by the blood of Jesus that we're made holy righteous. Father, it's not because of what we do, God. It's simply because, Lord, we want to be in covenant with you, Father. We want, Lord, the blood of Jesus over us. So, Lord, we ask you now, Father, release to us new levels and new understandings, God, of great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace resting upon them. Shaka mahasata. Shaka maka. I want you just to say, Father, I want to receive the mantle. Let's all stand up. Shaka makasata. Father, I want to receive the mantle that you have for me in this season. I want to receive the mantle of heaven. Lord, I want to receive the mantle that you have over us. Some of you are being remantled tonight. This ministry is being remantled with an apostolic prophetic dynamic like it's never had. This ministry, fresh anointing, is being remantled with a new paradigm. Fresh anointing is being remantled right now for the work that the Lord has called you to do. He's releasing the prototype of what he's going to do in this region. Hungry hearts cry out. Desperate hearts press in. And the Father's going to meet that. Kila vahashana vakosoto rabakashata. Lord, we just shift now, Lord, this house, God, into that place, God, of receiving the mantling. A remantling, Father, means that there's a changing of everything that's being done. A remantling that comes because, Lord, you have designed things the way you desire them to be. A remantling for an effect in a region. A remantling for an effect that will touch a nation. Lord, we ask you to walk in this room in such power and authority tonight that, Lord, we could begin accepting and receiving mantles. I'm telling you, from this night throughout this weekend, there's going to be mantling processes. I feel that. Do you feel that? Mantling processes right now over us. Mantling process. I'm telling you, the Lord is mantling us. He's mantling you for what he's called you to do individually. He's mantling this house for what he's calling it to be. There's a mantling that is astounding that's taking place. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now, release mantles. Release the mantles. Guys, you need to press in right now. The Lord's releasing that. You just need to cry and say, Lord, I want to be remantled for what you call me. This is not a time to walk without your mantle. It's not time to walk without what God's put upon you. I'm telling you, we gotta step into that. Elisha would not leave Elijah's side. He knew what he wanted from the Lord. He knew what he was requesting from the Lord. He knew there was a mantle coming for him, and he wasn't about to be AWOL. He wasn't going to be absent. He wasn't going to stop short of being where he needed to be in order to receive the remantling over his life. He was walking in a measure, but when God remantled him, he moved into a whole nother dimension and level of the mantle in his life. We got to step into that right now. You guys have anything you want to release? I'm telling you, it's just a remantling process. I want you to say this, Father, in Jesus' name, I accept, I pursue, I receive the fresh mantling over my life. Father, thank you that you've chosen this weekend to be a time to move me forward in the kingdom. Lord, we're not going to leave each other. Come on, say it. Lord, we're not going to leave each other. But Lord, we're going to move together. Lord, we're going to begin to take the mantling process and use it for your kingdom. Lord, I'm receiving that now, Jesus. Boy, this is a holy moment now. This is a holy time.
Before we get too far and before Ron starts praying for people, I want to share something real quick before he continues forward. As he was ministering this word tonight, I believe this is right on in the flow that we need to stay in tonight. But a couple months ago, I had a dream, and I called Ron. I'm gonna share the dream that I had with you. Is that okay? A couple months ago, you remember the one I'm talking about? A couple months ago, I had a dream, and in the dream, I was at a tailor shop, and getting fitted for a jacket. And the tailor looked at me in the dream, and he told me that he had a jacket for Ron Teal to be sized for. But Ron wasn't there, and did I know where he was? And I was kind of frantically moving around in the dream trying to get Ron so that he can be there because the tailor had a jacket for him to wear. So I called Ron the next morning, shared the dream with him, and Ron was in Dallas, Texas, leading a group of people that he leads prophetically. He had them at a conference there that they were attending, and I shared the dream, and Ron immediately said, I know what this means for me. I have to be somewhere else. And so he left where he was to go somewhere else. And the somewhere else, I'm not going to tell you where he was, but the somewhere else, because I don't want to speak negative about where he was. But where he needed to be was CFNI. And so he left, went there, and that weekend it was this whole remantling process that he and I knew prophetically that we were both going through. And so a couple weeks after that, the Lord started taking me through this process as well of being remantled. This is one of the things that the Lord was speaking to me about. Relationships change and get redefined after you've been remantled. I want to say this one more time. Relationships change and get redefined after you get remantled. Elisha used to be a son of the prophet just like everybody else. When he got remantled with the double portion and crossed the river, everybody else that was a brother all of a sudden turned into a follower. And it's very important that we recognize people that get remantled, even though we may have walked with them on peer level at one time, and the new authority that God is giving them. And it's also important to understand that when we get remantled, sometimes relationships have to change and get redefined on our part as well. There's certain people that you may not be able to run with any longer after you get remantled tonight. There's certain relationships that may need to change a little bit, that may not be able to walk with you in the same capacity after you get remantled. And I'm telling you, Ron was speaking directly to this house tonight. It's a remantling season. God always has to take the leader and the team through the remantling process before he can publicly do it to the house. I've been going through this process for the last 3 months privately in my own time. And I believe now this is a sounding call to us as a house to embrace and step up into the mantle that the Lord is wanting to release to us tonight. Are you ready for that? I'm telling you, it's going to be a process. It's going to be a pruning. It's going to be a time that the Lord is wanting to take us deeper. There's going to be some things that we have to let go of. But I'm telling you, the glory that's on the other side is well worth it. Amen.
In the midst of the remantling process, the first thing that happens, God realigns us to where he can get those mantles to us. And then those mantles come, and it really does redefine relationship. You'll see it differently. You'll think differently. You'll operate differently with those that you're with. And all of a sudden, you begin recognizing that God has got to get us in places with the people that we need to be with so that we can run in ways that we never ran before. Elisha did things differently whenever he received his new mantle. He did things differently. But my, did he ever step into the place that was ordered by the Lord for him? You got to know that, man. You got to know that's the heart of the Father. He's called us to that. And I'm not telling you I know everything about all this. I'm just telling you prophetically what the Lord's showing us. I think it's time for us to dig into this and really find out. We've heard for years about mantles and remantling, but I'm telling you, once it starts taking place in your life, you start recognizing it. I began going through a remantling about a year and a half ago, and I know now much more about the process than I did. But that's where we are right now. Okay, it really is. It's a whole new dimension. And I'm going to tell you something you need to hear. It's got to start with what the Father is doing in you. You understand? It's got to start with him and what he's doing. You can't just run up to somebody and get it. You've got to run to him, and it becomes revelation. And then it's really. And you know what? We're going to be laying hands on a lot of you through the weekend. We're going to be praying for it. We're going to be releasing prophetic words through the weekend. Tonight is a night where the Lord just is trying to tell us what in the world's going on and what we need to step into. That's why I'm so excited to hear what the Nashes are bringing to us this weekend, because I'm telling you, I need to hear what they have to say. That's why I got here. It's that weighty and strong for me, because I want to hear what he's saying. And I think we need to be doing the same thing. But I will tell you this, I'm hearing the Lord say to us, it's time for us to do due diligence. Due diligence for what the Lord is bringing to us right now. So let's pray into this. I'm not sure what kind of ministry the Lord wants.
wants to do, but he'll show us here in a minute. But we need to pray into this deal. Sheka makasata laha. Shila vaha sana vasoto ravakisha navaka. Kuravakishana vaha sata vasita makosi. Sheka makosoto ravakashana vaha sata. Sheka makasana vasoto ravakashita vaha. Poravakashina vaha sata vaha. For some of you, the wait is over. The wait is over. This is the time. This is your horaios moment. This is the right time for you to step into that place where the heart of the Father is being released to you. This is the time. The wait is over. I'm hearing the Lord say, the wait is over. The wait is over. The wait, W-A-I-T, the wait is over. Now we can receive the weight, the W-E-I-G-H-T, the weight of his presence, the weight of his mantle. I'm telling you, Elijah walked a new way when he took that mantle the Lord released to him. There was a supernatural empowerment to the mantle that he picked up. He didn't just pick up the mantle of Elijah. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had a supernatural power to it. With me? Because the mantle that came off of Elijah didn't come off because Elijah chose to take it off. It came off because of a supernatural change that the Lord did in Elijah, and he took that mantle, released it to Elijah, and it carried a tremendous power from heaven. That's why Elisha had to wait until the right time when Elijah was taken up by the chariots of fire. How many of y'all know that's not a normal death? That was a supernatural taking into the heavenly realm. There was a supernatural power that connected with Elijah before the mantle came off of him and fell down into Elisha. Do you see that? Do you understand that? So whenever Elisha picked it up, he just didn't pick up something that a man gave him. He picked up something that was released from heaven to him. Now I'm telling you, pay attention to what you desire from the Lord right now. Pay attention to the desires of your heart. Because prophetically what I'm seeing is God is taking us to a new place. I'm telling you, the wait is over. The wait is over. You don't have to wait anymore. It's here. It's on you right now. It's coming on you. The wait is over. You're moving in the new place. You're moving into that new sound. You're moving into that new word. You're moving into that place with the Lord where there is a weight of heaven that's strategically coming. I'm telling you, what God's doing right now is more than just telling people their phone numbers. What he's doing tonight is telling them about destiny, purpose, plans. I'm telling you, there's a heavenly revision coming to you guys. A heavenly revision is being released to you. A revision of life, of purpose, of destiny, of futures. Right now, heavenly revisions are on the way. And this mantling process, I'm telling you, David, the wait is over. The wait is over. Sheka makasatava. Shokorava kishanava hasata.
As Ron was speaking, what I was getting is that when you receive this mantle by the Spirit of the Lord, what will happen is relationships will be coming back to you. Not because you have changed. It's because God has changed the alignment, and that relationship will come back. And it won't be a work of man. It's a work of the Spirit. There's a new level that releases the power of God. They will not come back the same way. And there'll be a receiving and an acceptance by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord is very clearly saying that relationships that have fallen by the wayside will be restored with this new mantling in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if you want How many want to receive these mantles? Ron, I think you're the man to release it. But if you've got your hand up to receive it, and how many that have their hand up know of relationships that the Lord desires to bring back? Just wave at me now. Just wave all over this place. Just keep waving so I see it by the Spirit. And you know what? The Lord stands ready to perform it in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare these relationships restored with this new mantling in Jesus' name. Lord, for those you desire to restore to Catherine and I, Lord, that we see them by the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, that you are at work, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise, Lord, that this is not a work of man. This is a work of the Spirit of the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Now, Lord, we just decree the releasing of new mantles. Father, I pray into this thing, Lord, that the releasing of the new mantles would come over us now, in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, I decree, Lord, I prophesy, release of new mantles now in Jesus' name. Lord, let the weight of the mantle come now and rest on your sons and your daughters. The mantles, Lord God, that have been created before the foundation of the world, Lord, for us during this season and this time. Lord, we need your mantle to be able to do the works that, God, you have decreed for us to do. Father, we receive now, Lord, the release of that. All over this room, I'm telling you, there are mantles all over this place that are hanging. Right now, you reach up now and just begin to take the mantle and say, Lord, I receive the mantle you have for me. Lord, the release. God, I release the mantle in this house, God. May it be according to your word, Lord. May your word forever be settled in the heavens, and that this night, February the 22nd, 2013, mantles released, the remantling of fresh anointing, the remantling of the people that have come into this gathering tonight, that literally have chosen to step into that place. Father, may the rain of heaven, R-E-I-G-N, the rain of heaven rest upon us. May kingly anointings be released now in Jesus' name. Mantles with fresh fire, mantles with fresh vision, mantles with fresh destiny, mantles now with fresh power, supernatural mantles resting upon your sons and your daughters.
Now let's just do this prophetic act. I want you to lift one hand up, pull down your mantle. Just follow my lead. Pull down your mantle, take it into your heart, and say these words, Lord, I receive. I receive my new empowerment. I receive wisdom. I receive understanding. I receive everything that this mantle entails in Jesus' name. One more time. Just put your hand up into the heavenlies. Pull it down. It down. Lord, I thank you for this gift. I thank you, Lord, that you've released it from heaven for my heart and my life. Go ahead, just tell him, I thank you, Lord, that I have this gift that you have given to me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we just seal it. In our hearts, we take it in. We take it in, Lord. And we thank you for the mantle of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you tonight. Just between you and him right now, just thank him. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your plans, your purposes, your precepts, what you have released for me, what you have released for these precious ones. In the name of Jesus. New day, restoration. Double, double, double. In the name of Jesus. Double portion, double. Multiplication by the Spirit. More, 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 more. Nikki, go ahead and sing a song right now. More, He is here.